This is We've Got Issues on Interlochen Public Radio, a weekly look at the political state we live in. Good morning, I'm David Castleman. The most exciting sport fish in Lake Michigan is in trouble. The main food source for Chinook salmon is at historically low levels. Now the state is proposing to reduce the amount of salmon at stocks in Lake Michigan. The Department of Natural Resources is asking an advisory group to vote on the plan. That proposal has upset some sport fishermen. IPR News Director Peter Payette has been covering this issue for years. He's with us this morning. Hi, Peter.
Hi, David.
What's happened to the salmon fishery?
Well, what's been happening is there's not much food anymore for salmon to eat. Chinook salmon in particular, king salmon, really depend on one type of fish for their diet, and that's the alewife. And there are just not many alewives left in Lake Michigan these days. And so the managers of the lake have, in response to that, been reducing the number of salmon they put in the lake, because when there's not much food, you don't want to add more mouths to feed. And so that's been going on now for about 10 years, and they're proposing another cut because it's not getting better.
What happened to the alewives?
In Lake Huron, where alewives all but disappeared, there were too many salmon, actually. Salmon had started reproducing in the wild, and they ate up most of the alewives. But there are also problems lower down on the food chain. Things like quagga mussels are creating all these new dynamics at the lower level of the food web, and alewives just can't seem to thrive. They can't reproduce very well, and there's fewer of them every year.
What is the DNR proposing this year?
So this cut would be a reduction of 62%. And in 2013, they had cut the number of Chinook salmon planted by 50%. So if this reduction goes through, then in 2017, just less than 700,000 Chinook salmon would be put into Lake Michigan. And if you compare that to the 90s, back then we used to put 7 million fish in the lake. So it's an order of magnitude reduction. Now, there are wild fish out there, a fair number of wild salmon. So these are not the only ones that would be caught, but that gives you a sense of how much smaller the salmon fishery is than it used to be.
Some fishermen have come out against this plan. What do they want instead?
A big focus of attention is on lake trout. Lake trout are also large predator fish. It's the native top predator in the Great Lakes, and they just about disappeared in the middle of the last century. And for 40 or 50 years, the states and the federal government have been hatching lake trout and planting them in Lakes Michigan and Huron. And just recently, just in the last few years, the population in Lake Huron has really come back. And in Lake Michigan, we're starting to see lake trout reproducing and thriving. But we still put, almost 3 million lake trout into Lake Michigan each year. And these sport fishermen are saying that fish is far less important to coastal economies than the salmon. And so if you want to reduce big predator fish, the stocking of big predator fish, put fewer lake trout in the lake, because the salmon are important. The salmon are exciting. A king salmon is something that someone will drive, up north and pay $500 to go out in a charter boat to catch. And so that's really what I see being discussed, is there's just a lot of pressure to reduce the lake trout stocking and then put a few more salmon into the lake.
Chinook salmon, they're not the only type of salmon in the lakes right now. What's going on with coho?
There's still a lot of coho salmon. They're smaller than kings, and it's a fairly stable fishery right now. Coho salmon are like lake trout in that they eat a variety of foods. King salmon, or Chinook, almost exclusively depend on alewives, and that's why those fish are having so much trouble right now. That's not true of coho salmon, but kings are the really exciting ones that, grow quite large, larger than 30 pounds. Coho don't get that big.
Does the DNR think that pulling back the amount that they stock of Chinook salmon is going to jumpstart the alewife population?
That's the idea. I'm not sure how confident anyone is that it will work. They've reduced salmon stocking quite a bit over the last 10 years, and it hasn't turned things around.
When does the advisory group vote on this plan?
I'm not entirely clear how that will happen, and it's not really a vote. This advisory group is not, they don't make a decision. This is just the state of Michigan acknowledging that there's a lot of concern out there. There's a lot of controversy. People have different opinions, and they really want to get an accurate assessment of who stands where on this proposal.
Who does make the decision?
So the decision is made by a committee that has five people on it, one representative from Michigan, one from Wisconsin, one from Illinois, one from Indiana, and also a representative of tribes that have fishing rights, five tribes in the state of Michigan that have treaty rights to fish in the Upper Great Lakes. That group operates on a consensus model, and they would say based on scientific standards. I did see in a newspaper in Wisconsin a group that was going to Governor Scott Walker to make their case. It'll be interesting to see if there's an effort to make this more of a political decision than a scientific one.
Peter Payette, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.